himself as one of Obama's closest childhood friends. Adi told the newspaper he often visited the Soitoro home, a small, flat-roofed bungalow at 16 Haji Ramli Street. Adi further told the newspaper this was a middle-class neighborhood, but Haji Ramli Street was a dirt lane where Obama used to while away the hours kicking a soccer ball. He remembered that in the rainy season the street turned to thick, mucky soup, and Obama and his friends wore plastic bags over their shoes to walk through it. Adi said neighborhood Muslims worshipped in a nearby house. When the muazzin sounded the call to prayer, Adi remembered seeing Lolo and Barry walk together to the makeshift mosque. His mother often went to the church, Adi told the Times, but Barry was a Muslim. I remember him wearing a sarong. Obama always acknowledged his stepfather was Muslim, though he did his best to downplay Islam as an important force in his stepfather's life. Lolo followed a brand of Islam that could make room for the remnants of more animist and Hindu faiths, he wrote in the autobiography. He explained that a man took on the powers of whatever he ate. One day soon, he promised, he would bring home a piece of tiger meat for us to share. Sometime in 1971, Obama was enrolled in Sekolah Dasar Negeri Besuki in the Mentang district. Here the evidence is that Obama did receive the Islamic instruction in the Quran that he refers to in his autobiography. On July 9, 2006, the Jakarta Daily Banjarmasin Post published an interview with Roni Amir, a classmate of Barry Soitoro at the Franciscan Assisi Primary School. Translated from Indonesian to English, what the Indonesian paper says is politically incorrect to the extreme, judged by current U.S. standards. Just for starters, the article's title translates roughly as "The Negroid Fat Child Who Worked Hard in the Prayer Room." Amir recalled Obama enjoying football and marbles, as well as being a Muslim. "We often asked Barry to the prayer room close to the house," Amir said. "He looked funny wearing a sarong because his body was fat. He was black and he had curly hair." Amir remembered that Barry was always laughing and liked to socialize. Amir speculated that Obama had to change his religion if he planned to run for president of the United States, because America would never elect a Muslim president. All that is in dispute is whether any Obama praying ever occurred in the Muslim prayer room in Indonesia, not whether Barry Soitoro had ever been in one. Kaltim Post Cyber News in Indonesia interviewed teachers and students at the government-run public school at SDN 1, Mentang, Jakarta. In 1971, Barry was registered in class 4. Kaltim Post interviewed Tine Haiyari, the teacher who had been principal of the school from 1971 to 1989. Tine Haiyari affirmed that Barry Soitoro had been registered as a Muslim and actively took part in the Islamic religious lessons. "Remember that Barry studied Menganji," she told the reporters. "Menganji involves recitation of the Quran, a clear indication Barry did more than just play at being Muslim while he attended the public school." Paskota, another Jakarta newspaper, interviewed Emirsia Sattar, currently the CEO of the national airline Garuda Indonesia Airline. Sattar remembered young Barry both as playing football and being Muslim. He too recalled Barry coming to the prayer room wearing a sarong. He told the newspaper that Obama was quite religious in Islam, but after marrying Michelle, he changed his religion. Interestingly, in the first quarter of 2007, when most of the investigative reports were being written in the mainstream media linking Obama to Islam, Clinton was still the presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee. A year later, when Clinton's presidential candidacy was in doubt, these kinds of investigative reports disappeared from mainstream media coverage, leaving in place only the Obama campaign's denial that Obama ever had anything to do with Islam. Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times asked Obama about his Islamic education, after acknowledging that he got in trouble for making faces during Quran study classes in his elementary school in Indonesia. Obama recited for Kristof the opening lines of the Arabic call to prayer. The opening lines of the Azan, the Muslim call to prayer, read as follows. Allah is supreme, Allah is supreme, Allah is supreme, Allah is supreme. I witness that there is no God but Allah. I witness that there is no God but Allah. I witness that Muhammad is his prophet. Kristof said Obama recited the prayer with a first-rate accent, and that, in a remark that seemed delightfully uncalculated, it'll give Alabama voters heart attacks. Mr. Obama described the call to prayer as one of the prettiest sounds on earth at sunset. The lines of the Azan are very similar to the Shahada, the Muslim declaration of faith which articulates the oneness of God and the acceptance of Muhammad as his final prophet. Recitation of the Shahada is one of the five pillars of Islam and is performed daily by Muslim faithful worldwide. As the second chapter of his autobiography moves toward conclusion, Obama's mother tells him yet another glorified version of his father's saga, how Obama Sr. had grown up poor in a poor country, in a poor continent, how his life had been hard as anything that Lolo might have known. Stanley Ann stresses that Obama Sr. hadn't cut corners or played all the angles. Instead, she instructs her son, Obama Sr. was diligent and honest, no matter what it cost him. She tells Obama that his dad